Hello, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Justine.
And this is a Cozy Co-op, a podcast where a game journalist and a creative writer talk about video games. I don't know why I still feel like saying game show.
Maybe because it sounds like the opening to a game show?
I guess. We need to have a game show.
No, we don't.
Not like an episode about them. We should just host a game show.
No.
About video games. It'll be like Jeopardy or how about Wheel of Fortune?
How are you going to pay for all the prizes?
It will be...
Anyway, hi, today.
Hi, hello.
We're not doing Slutty Sam.
No. We intended to play and talk about Super Seducer 2 because it releases the day of this recording. However, for some reason, it still has not appeared on the Steam market.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, they're a little bit incompetent.
Brandon was probably the only person checking periodically throughout the day waiting for it to drop.
How dare... Why are you closed?
So...
The people want to seduce.
First of all, we apologize for not doing Super Seducer like we said we would.
For being a bunch of liars.
Second of all, I apologize for any munching noises you hear during this podcast because I just got off work and was very hungry. But it's also late, so I'm munching on tater tots.
Like a 12-year-old. I'm just going to talk whenever you're munching. Maybe the smooth, sultry sound of my voice will overlap any crunchy, munchy, bunchy, bunchy do.
Well, if you hear it, I'm sorry, and it's not going to be able to be edited out, so.
Nope.
I'm just hungry. Let me eat.
We cannot isolate the crunch. Captain Crunch has been trying to figure that out for years.
However, in the spirit of simulators, we will be talking about a very cute VR game called...
Job Simulator.
Job Simulator.
One of the most popular VR games, actually.
That's delightful. You may have heard of it from Game Grumps.
Any Let's Player who has a VR setup has made a Job Simulator video just about...
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was a launch title for all headsets. But before we get into that, how about some news? So, the first thing that we're going to touch on is kind of a correction, kind of a news. It's that there wasn't a Direct.
Right.
Because the day after I tell y'all about there being a Direct, a hurricane had struck Hokono? I can't quite recall the name of the town, but it's one of the northern islands of Japan.
Oh, shoot. I just realized that after us talking about the Nintendo Direct, the earthquake happened, but the episode went up on Friday after the earthquake.
Yeah, so don't I feel weird.
Yeah, it is
so
kind of weird.
Sorry about that. If you're a frequent listener, you've probably gathered there's a day or two between when we actually post and record, so y'all can guess what happened here. Anyway, so yeah, the Direct had been delayed.
Delay had been directed.
And only this evening did we actually find out when the Direct is actually happening now. And it is yesterday. It's Thursday. At the same time, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So, again... We're back in the same spot of the Direct happens tomorrow, the podcast goes up the day after. So
let's hope nothing catastrophic happens.
A few leaks have happened, however, because of this.
Right.
Because people are like, oh no, the Direct's not up, we gotta quickly hide the thing that we were going to announce. So a few things were revealed, accidentally, one of which is the name of the upcoming Yoshi game for Switch, which is Yoshi's Crafted World. It makes sense because the game has, like, a paper craft style to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows the theme of Yoshi's Woolly World, which is yarn-based.
Oh, yeah.
The Spyro the Reignited trilogy is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, it looks so beautiful.
That was another accidental
leak. It's stunning. I played a little bit of Spyro when I was a little... On a console my grandpa had.
Never played Spyro. This is the first time it's coming to a Nintendo piece, I believe.
Hmm.
And something is happening with Splatoon and Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. Don't know what yet.
Is it a crossover?
It has to be if it includes both.
Okay.
I think it's Pocket Camp is getting Splatoon content. We'll find out at the Direct anyway.
That sounds like something they would do.
And other bit of news. So, things got even weirder with video games in Belgium.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
This stupid thing, I cannot believe.
So, last
week... You thought I was ranting last time.
Last week, we talked about how 2K Games had asked their fans to write to the Belgian government asking them to allow loot boxes. Well... Well, okay, there was two things. One of which was EA Games, I believe, has...
Yeah, EA Games.
EA Games. EA, I believe, is the publishing branch. Despite developer requests, EA is refusing to remove microtransaction loot boxes from FIFA 18 and FIFA 19.
And now they're getting taken to court by Belgium!
And now the Belgian prosecutor's office is investigating the endeavor. And yeah, they're going to take them to court.
Good. So, capitalism was a mistake.
EA. Of course, of all people to be... to
belligerently to, try to take money from people.
Of all the people you can rely on to stand up for loot boxes... It would be EA. The one thing you can know that they're going to fight tooth and nail for. The thing that they removed from Star Wars Battlefront 2, saying, we get it, we've learned, is now literally fighting the government to let it happen.
It's awful. How much revenue do you think they pull in from loot boxes?
Do you want to know? Probably, I know this, actually.
Way too much.
3 billion euro.
That's
is 66% of their income.
I bet... They think they can probably pay for the whole legal battle with just loot box money.
Can I tell you an anecdote? I cannot confirm this information for myself. It was just something somebody told me once. And the radio station downtown, it actually is broadcast downtown like here.
Yeah.
Is broadcasting more powerfully than the FCC allows.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're intentionally overpowering their radio broadcast to reach a wider audience, and they're just accepting the annual fee that the FCC is issuing them. Because it turns out it's more profitable for them to just take that fee and then get additional range, which means additional ad money.
Which I understand, but this is, like...
I'm wondering if that's what's signal. Going to happen here.
No, because I think boosting your radio signal is a different animal entirely from keeping something in your game that the
something
government...
people actively hate.
Yeah, people actively hate it, and the government but specifically disallowing it because it is... It might be a stretch to say, but kind of dangerous for kids.
It's gambling.
It's gambling. You don't want your kids doing that.
The Belgian Gaming Commission call it straight up gambling.
And because it affects children predominantly, and that's probably why they said it, because they don't want kids gambling.
Well, they've said that people are spending thousands of dollars on this, you know.
So that's a completely different animal than just boosting your radio signal so you can get a few more donations.
Well, the moral being...
that one is worth a fine. The other one, your game gets banned.
The moral being, they are... I suspect, I cannot confirm, they are going to just tank the fee... And then pull in the extra income they get by having this in it anyway.
Do you think that it's going to be a fine, though?
That's what it is. I think they're hoping it will be.
I don't think it's going to be a fine. I think Belgium is making a big deal about this for a reason. And they're saying, no, we're drawing a line in the sand here. This is where that stops.
We'll see.
This is less of a, you have to comply with our rules, and more of a, we have a good reason for doing this. We want you to comply. If you don't comply, you don't get to be here.
Perhaps. But we don't know yet. This is all in the starting phase of this.
Right. We'll see how it shakes out.
But you know what game doesn't have loot boxes? Job Simulator.
Job Simulator! Job Simulator is the best.
It is a fantastic, fun little game. It is Like I said, it's a VR title. It was developed by a company called Owlchemy Labs. It's like alchemy, but with an owl.
Oh.
Owlchemy. Who, they, these same people would actually go on to develop a VR title for Rick and Morty.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, Total Rickality, which I watched gameplay. I've not played it myself. It's a pretty good merger of, like, Job Simulator and Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
Same basic concept, standing still, do a bunch of tasks, you know, but with that brand of humor.
Right, it is a standing still one. A lot of your VR titles, you get to move around and walk around places and stuff. Job Simulator, you stay pretty much in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, you still have a very wide range of, like, movement and options.
Oh, and so you didn't even play the wide range, air quotes, one.
I played all of them.
I'm talking about the version. The PlayStation VR one, in terms of space, is far more restrictive than the computer version.
Well, I was going to say, even so, you don't feel restricted because it's set up in a way that, like, you don't feel a need to get up and walk around. Like, yes. You have everything that you need and want to touch within touching distance.
Oh, yeah. It does a fantastic job of giving you everything you need in one spot.
Right.
Absolutely. And I have a bullet mark here because I just want to talk about how good of a VR game specifically this is. It is a good VR game.
Can I first talk about what the game is?
Absolutely.
So the premise behind this game is something happened to humans, don't know what, but now robots populate what we can assume is the Earth, just whatever planet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to see much of it because what you do is you enter a museum dedicated to what life was like when humans were everywhere.
Specifically jobs.
Specifically jobs.
It was the job museum.
So you come in and they, like, everything looks like a big 90s monitor. Like,
yeah,
all the robots are just floating 90s monitors.
God, I wish I could remember what those were called. The real fat ones.
The big boxy monitors.
Yeah.
Or like little floating TVs and such. And then their faces are on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in and you choose which job you want to simulate. And now, of course, since there are no humans, all of the quote-unquote humans are played by robots.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite is the diner simulator.
The restaurant?
Yeah, the restaurant.
Yes.
It's diner.
They don't know.
True.
And that's what I love is they... Time has passed, and some facts have kind of gotten smudged along the way.
Yeah, which I think is actually very funny, because if you think about it, this is probably exactly the lens through which we see a lot of historical societies.
Yeah.
Of, like, we go, oh, they did this, and it was so, like, this is exactly how they did it, when you're playing a job simulator, and, like, no, we didn't, you did not put a CD on a hot stove to burn it.
To burn it. My favorite example is another job is convenience store.
I love that one.
And you get robbed, and the robber comes up, and you're like, give me all of your cheddar.
Yes.
So you open the safe under the counter, and it's full of cheese.
Literal wedges of cheese.
Cheddar.
I have to talk about that robber, though, because I had some fun experiences with him.
Oh?
Yeah. But,
sounds saucy.
Yeah, you get, so one of them is like office job simulator, which is also very fun.
Oh yeah, office might be my favorite.
My favorite is the restaurant simulator. Convenience store simulator is a close second. And then the one I didn't like very much was the auto mechanic simulator, just because it just kept going.
It is the longest one. Yes, I'll give you credit.
I was like, I've already done all of these things already, and then I just kept getting more cars, and I was like, you know what, I'm done, I'm very tired. Because I did all of them in one day, I think.
Oof, yeah, that'll burn you out.
Yeah.
Because each one is, like, what, three or so hours long?
Maybe 2 days.
Yeah, that would have been a long day.
I think I did the restaurant one, and then I did the other three on a different day.
That's what I love, is these, they're perfect for, like, just do one of them. Sit down, well, stand up.
Yeah.
For a few hours. And just go through the entire thing.
So you talk about why it's a good VR game.
It does a lot of really well-designed ideas, and it does a lot of good, like, game design ideas, as well as good VR. And
mm-hmm.
this began back when VR they hadn't quite figured out what good ideas were yet. They were still right, trying, yeah. How can we stop people from nauseating themselves onto the floor? So like you were saying, like movement. This is a game where you don't move anywhere.
I'm laughing. Okay, I'm
laughing. Because you nauseated this, onto the floor?
This will come up later, but I did do this, except I look
forward to this story.
My in-game person did it.
So, when a good example is Skyrim VR, yeah?
Yes.
I use regular controls. I just move about.
Right.
You use teleportation.
I have to. I mean, even with the more I play VR and stuff, I still have to use teleportation because it will still have normal movement on when I come in after you play.
Yep.
And just taking a few steps will make me extremely dizzy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's simulator sickness. A lot of people think it's motion sickness. Very similar, but mm-hmm. kind of different. And yeah, they were still trying to figure out how to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people were like, well, if they don't move, they don't get motion sickness.
Right.
And that's kind of what they did with Job Simulator, is they just put everything there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they made sure that all of these items presented to you had their use, had their availability. They also weren't pointless either.
Right. You could do something with everything.
Yes.
Or at least entertain yourself with it.
If there was ever anything that you needed for a relevant situation, they brought that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you could just play around with all of these toys that they've surrounded you with. Like the lighter fluid on Auto Mechanic, which doesn't light on fire, it changes the color of people's headlights.
Oh, yeah.
You take the purple lighter fluid in, or I think it's headlight fluid, whatever it was called,
it and
you
just
poured
fluid.
It on top
it's
of the
bulb.
It's
headlight fluid because it's a common joke.
Headlight fluid.
Of, did you get the headlight fluid? But I'm mm-hmm. guessing that the sarcasm or the irony...
They think it's real.
The irony does not translate to these robots.
Absolutely not. And I like that. It gives you additional fun you can have with it. Like, yeah, there's one mission in the car stuff where you need to actually change the headlights, but if you wanted to, you could do it to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff, small stuff like that.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily, I mean, if you just completely do not do the thing requested of you, then they just, like, wait until you do it. But you don't necessarily get in trouble for doing anything wrong, so you really are free to fulfill requests as
you
see fit. There's
no failure. You're right. Because if you don't do the right thing, it just waits for you to do the right thing.
Or something close enough to it.
Yeah. Another good thing VR-wise is, yeah, the four different jobs have 2 to 3 hours, maybe longer if you like to fool around a lot.
Yeah.
Gameplay time. And that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's short enough for you to be able to have done everything and feel satisfied and stop. But it's long enough to where you don't like, oh, let me get everything set up and put the headset on and then, oh, I'm already done.
It's also long enough that it allows you that playtime to not just do, you know, the requests as they come or whatever, but it gives you decent pauses between them to just, like, play around.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's where the most fun of it comes in, is it gives you so much time and freedom within, like, I mean, sometimes it's good to have kind of a box to work within. And I think that's exactly what this does best, is it gives you guidelines to work within that kind of make you have more fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. An example I like is in the office simulator, you have a printer scanner and they ask you to scan a photo. I think it was something along those lines.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, now I know that the scanner works. Well, scan this. Scan a donut. Another
yes.
donut appears. You scan a dollar bill, a counterfeit
oh,
dollar
bill.
Oh,
it's the copier.
The copier, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you put anything in the copier and just a three-dimensional copy comes out.
And I love it because a lot of people, unprompted, will try to scan their head.
Oh my gosh.
And a brain comes out.
Does it really?
A brain comes out. I think it was a brain. Yes. If you, something happens when you scan your head.
Wow.
And so far, about 80% of the people I've watched do, like, a blind play have done that thing. And I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, like, the way the area is structured to promote that creativity to where people are doing these, like, illogical ideas, and it's happening frequently.
Oh, yes. We'll talk much more about that in probably the second half. I think I will go into my adventures in the second half.
Fun. But yeah, I do. And, of course, it provides four different places, so you have that variety.
Yes. It is quite a vast variety. I mean, going from office job to mechanic job is...
Yeah, they're all four jobs are very different from each other, and that's really cool.
I love the convenience store one so much.
And then once you've beaten all four, they offer modifications. For the PC version, you can be like, you can be giant. There's like no gravity and bouncy mode, which all objects are super bouncy.
That would be so fun because that's all I did was throw things. That's my other favorite thing. So we said you're stationary.
Yes.
And yet... you can interact with all of the items. That means you can throw the items.
Everyone always throws something.
Yes, because it's very fun to throw them. However,
so much fun.
The game allows for this because as soon as you throw an item, it will reappear back in your station.
Yeah.
So that you don't, like, permanently lose something that...
No consequences.
Right. Sometimes I've just knocked things over the counter and then it would just come back. But sometimes I did want to get rid of something and then it would just keep coming back. Yeah.
In the PlayStation VR version, there's no giant mode, unfortunately. Most likely due to a graphical restriction. I can get that.
I'm sorry. I started thinking about different things I was doing playing this game. It's still laugh.
It's also one of my when I want to show somebody VR for the first time, this is one of the games
I
show them.
It's such a good... Yeah, that's what you did for me. I mean...
I've done that for, yeah.
The first game you showed me was actually an X-Wing simulator.
Right, because Star Wars.
Because you were still courting me at the time. What is she like? Star Wars? We'll get her in an X-Wing! And it was perfect, but...
I know how... Speaking of super seducing...
Yes!
How did I seduce this? Invite the girl over to play the X-Wing VR game.
This is like the first time I came over to hang out with you, and you were like, you had nonstop talking about VR.
I was excited about it.
You were very excited about VR, and then I got to play on an X-Wing simulator, which was just the best. And
it was very fun.
I went home and told my whole family about the really cool X-Wing. I felt like a person in the Carousel of Progress at Disney. But,
Dogfighting games, you know, anything where you're in a vehicle, I suppose.
Yeah.
Are normally pretty good for VR. But that's just a different thing. I won't get into that now.
This was the second thing you ever showed me.
And yeah, it's one of my favorites to show people because, like I said, because you're standing still, the motion sickness isn't nearly as bad, if at all.
The only time I think I had just a couple issues with it, just maybe once or twice, and it was probably because either, like, I moved in a way that the camera... couldn't quite catch me, and it, like, threw off my
view. Your tracking got distorted. And that is more of a fault of my limited living space.
Mm.
I believe if I had better space and you could back up properly, it would be able to capture motion better. And, of course, if it was not the PlayStation VR using the camera system. So I don't fault the game for that one.
It was also occasions that I was, like, bending down or, like... you know, bending or kneeling down.
Yeah, still.
Would throw it off, too.
Still
PlayStation. But it was something that
fault.
I did often, because I kept wanting to either reach things in low spaces because I dropped them, or laughing.
That killed me, because I'd want to reach something far down, yeah. The PlayStation VR is unfortunately limited in its vertical abilities. Horizontal is pretty decent.
Like you said, it's not the game's fault, though.
Which is why, when I had gotten an HTC Vive... one of the first things I did was lay down, just all the way onto the floor, because I was able to, and it could still track me properly. I'm borrowing it indefinitely from a friend.
Borrowed
whatever.
They listen to this.
So. I'm not claiming I stole it. It's just,
I feel like it's mine now.
I figured I would save our listeners the time of having to listen to me
just
give
spent
this 10 weird
minutes talking about X-Wing.
No, let's focus on it. All right. Yeah. On. If we're going to.
I don't want you claiming ownership of things that aren't yours. That's stealing.
I didn't say I bought it. I didn't say I owned it. I said I got it. I got it. Because I got it from a friend.
All right. Do we have an ad break?
Yes, we do. Fight me.
Is it for the HTC Vive?
Hello there, human. Have you ever wondered what it's like to job? There once was a time where everyone had to work together to serve a mighty ruler known as Capatlist. Here at the Job Museum, we show you exactly how human would job. Fascinating, isn't it?
I love it when your robot pretending to be human voice comes out.
It's a fun voice.
It's my favorite voice. But yeah, as we were talking about earlier with the whole, they sort of misunderstand how the culture of the past was functioning. That is a very good example of that. I think this is probably something you hear when you first come into the Museum of Jobs.
I thought about Steve Jobs for a moment. I don't know why it took 25 minutes for us to hit that point, but like... Yeah, and it's not obnoxious in the way it does it. And I can appreciate that on, like, a literary standpoint, I guess.
It's really cute.
It's cute,
like,
yes.
They misunderstand. They're not belaboring a naivety. It's just been so long, and they're robots, and they don't get the nuance and the sometimes ironic, sometimes not specific relics of the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes sense for them to not get certain things, and it's really kind of cute.
Like, they have cockroaches, but they're tiny little microchips.
Oh, yeah.
Just skittering around. I thought, like... And, because it's easy to make a joke that makes you groan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a joke that would make you groan, but doesn't, like that, I can really appreciate stuff like that.
Yeah, innocent jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, and this game is just up to the neck with them.
Super family friendly.
Just elbow deep.
Do you want to hear some stories about my play of the game?
I absolutely would.
This is more for the listener, because Brandon was definitely there watching the whole time.
I watched it happen. I've watched the replay a few times.
He had to record it because it was just the best.
Once you had caught your breath, I had to go over and press the share record button on the controller, because I wanted to make sure I caught that.
So in the restaurant simulator, a sort of a series of events led up to this. There is, like he said, there's the cockroaches.
Well,
and you can put anything in the blender.
You can blend any. It will blend.
It will blend. And so I guess I was just messing around.
Well, the health inspector was coming.
Well, no, listen, I'm not done telling the story. I told you, a series of events leads up to this.
Okay.
So anything can go in the blender. So naturally, at one point, I ended up putting a bunch of cockroaches in there, among other things, and had this really gross mixture in the blender. Then the health inspector came up.
You were getting rid of the cockroaches because he was coming.
Oh.
So there was also moldy fruit that you had blended up as well.
Oh, yeah. I think I was just supposed to, like, throw it out.
That's the thing. They don't tell you what
to do. They don't tell you how.
You could throw it out. You could throw it into the aquarium nearby. You could have blended it like you did.
I think I threw one thing into the aquarium, and then I felt bad, and so...
I spent, like, 15 minutes trying to throw bread into that aquarium. My aim is horrible.
And so I put the cockroaches and the moldy fruit in the blender. And when you do that, it's technically gone. So then
you should have this picture of this ominous flesh-colored juice.
It was very gross. And then the health inspector came and he said, "Hey, I'm the health inspector. I need you to test your fire alarm equipment stuff." And he said, "Basically, just throw something at it." So there's like a sprinkler on the ceiling, and he wanted me to throw, because you can't start a fire in this kitchen. So he wanted me to throw something at the sprinkler to get it to turn on. Well, I kept trying to reach for a cup. And this is where, like, the video clip starts. Is really cute. I keep trying to reach for the cup, but it was just not quite in my, like...
Just barely out of digital reach.
Yeah, so I couldn't quite pick up the cup, but there was a different one next to me. And I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I decided to fill it with, like, the smoothie mixture. The rotten fruit and cockroach smoothie mixture.
Delish.
I don't know why I decided to fill it up first, but I guess I thought it would be funny. And I was right. And then I picked up the cup and threw it at the ceiling. I missed. The cup came back down. And if you drink a bad bake, if you ingest something bad, it makes your character throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about this until this exact moment, because as the cup fell back down, all of the mixture fell onto my face, which presumably fell in my mouth, and I just started puking everywhere.
The in-game.
In-game. I didn't, personally. No, what I did was start laughing so hard that I couldn't stand up anymore, and there's no audio on the video clip, but you can just see the camera shaking really hard, and then it just goes down to the ground.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. You know, I could actually put that up on the website.
Yes, please
okay,
do.
I'll do that.
Somewhere on
the I'll link it in the show notes, and I'll put it up online.
And we'll probably put a link on Twitter, too, just so it's more accessible.
Oh, yeah, I'll share it around.
Yes.
It is beautiful. It's real
really
good.
It's fun. But my other favorite thing that I did was in the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
With the robber dude who wanted my cheddar.
Yeah.
I don't know what possessed... I guess I was just having such good vibes from this game.
You get such good vibes.
You're just cruising along, and because you don't get in trouble for anything, you just have fun with literally everything that you're doing. So people were coming in and stuff, and I was checking them out, and I was being, you know, a convenience store clerk and whatnot. And then this dude comes in wearing a cowboy hat, and I think he had a mustache, and he comes in, and he points a banana at me, and says, give me all your cheddar.
Because it's a kid's game.
And because it's a kid's game, I know for a fact that I'm invincible. Nothing is going to happen to me. So my very first response, and I remember you going, I didn't know you could do that. I just grabbed the banana out of his hand. And I was like, no, this is my banana now. And I was like, you get out of my store. Now, the game doesn't register this, which made me sad.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I did point the banana back at him, and he just no longer had a banana. And he kept asking for the cheddar. And honestly, he came in. I don't really recall how this went down, but I feel like he came in multiple times, or just, like, he was there for a while before I finally, like, did the thing he wanted. Because, I took the banana, and then that didn't seem to do anything, and I was mad, so then I took his hat, and then I put it on. So, the rest of the game, I was wearing the robber's hat, but the next time he comes in is after the police arrest him and they bring him in. They're like, is this the man that came in and robbed you earlier? He's got a new hat on. But I did have his banana in his hat, so I could cosplay as that robber if I so choose.
You either job long enough to be a hero or something to be a villain.
You either quit a hero or you job long enough to become the villain.
There it is.
The slogan of EA games.
EA.
but yeah, I should have, when they came in, I should have like picked up the banana and been like, plot twist, it was me. But that was one of my favorite moments because it was just, yeah, it was a moment where I was like, no, nothing is going to happen to me. I am not scared of you at all. I can do whatever I want because I'm God in this game.
See, my favorite experiences were with the office setting.
Yeah, I can't remember much of my office run.
Now, the office setting appealed to me the most because I'm I was there with a full-time warehouse job fantasizing about sitting in a cubicle.
I guess, yeah.
So this was hardcore wish fulfillment for little old Brandon.
Especially because you work with a bunch of robots, like nice robots.
They're so lovely of robots. And I had a lot of fun fooling around, make a paper airplane. I threw it at a guy and like,
oh, yeah.
He'll stick his head up and go, hey, cut that out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
And, like, I can make coffee, and I tried...
Pour it everywhere.
I tried to scan and copy some money, because, like, somebody had given me $1 for the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to scan it, and it knew better, and it gave me, like, a fake dollar bill.
Yeah, it, like, said something on it that was, like, not legal.
So you know what I... Because, like, he's like, hey, here's $1. Can you get me a snack from the vending machine? And I'm like, well, I want a snack, too. But I can't steal his snack. What do I do? So... And apparently I couldn't scan the money, so I put in the dollar, got out a candy bar, and I scanned the candy bar.
Ah, there it is.
Get my candy. I ate a donut out of my trash can and then barfed.
Oh, yeah, I did that too. Yeah, I was not a like, hygienic player in this game.
And, like, there's an instance where you had to literally, quote-unquote, cook the books.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And it's a book that's now on fire.
It's just smoking.
Or, like, there's a moment where, like, hey, new protocol, you need to clear some items off of your desk for fire hazard, whatever. And you get to choose what you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
I, of course, chose this tiny pull string talking
doll. Oh, I kept that. I kept that.
Buddy bot, whatever doll. Yeah, you'd pull the string and he'd give you some... Good job, human, or stuff like that.
He would say different things.
Yeah. You know I threw him in the grinder.
And you threw the buddy bot in the grinder?
And he screamed.
Oh, yeah.
He screamed. I think there's actually an achievement for that, too.
Oh, no.
God,
I know it's late, but I super want to fire up the VR and play this again.
It's such a satisfying so game fun. That just kind of talking about it makes you want to play it again.
I really do. The colors are so great. Like, the colors and animation are just wonderful, in my opinion. It kind of reminds me of, you know how you were really in love with the style of the Luncheon Kingdom in Mario Odyssey? It kind of reminds me of that sort of...
I see it.
Like,
I definitely see
a
it.
Very Gusher's look.
Gusher's look. Yep. All right. So... Well, you know what we haven't talked about yet?
What?
Vacation Simulator.
Is that... I haven't played that.
It's not out.
Oh, is that coming out?
Eventually.
Do you know when?
Nope. Doesn't have a release date yet.
It.
We don't even know
if
what...
I can't... I hope there's like a theme park, because if I can't go to Disney in real life,
oh
I had
gosh.
Better be able
Amusement
to go to
Amusement park.
Virtual
I didn't
Disney.
Even think of that. Because it showed off at E3... I can't remember if it was this year's E3. I think it was. Might have been last year's E3. It was shown off at some event recently. It's not out yet. It's a sequel, Vacation Simulator.
Oh, that's delightful.
And that's such a perfect, like, response, you know?
It is,
because... What better after a good job than to go on vacation?
Right.
And so far, the only thing we've seen has been... It's like a beach,
probably.
I believe it
I'm
was.
Sure that's the first thing they did.
But it makes me think, what are the other three? I want to say Ski Lodge might
ski
be
lodge
another.
Ski Lodge is probably a good one.
And you mentioned amusement
theme
park.
Theme park would be
I didn't
awesome.
Even think of that. That would be, I don't know quite how they'd pull that one off. Since those
that
are really
true.
Based on... So I'm trying to think of like what's something they could put in a solitary location. The Ski Lodge would probably be in the lodge itself or something.
Man, yeah, Vacation Simulator... Would be much different on the stationary aspect than Job Simulator.
Ooh, cruise, maybe.
Maybe. What would you do on a cruise?
Well, on your left would be... I almost called it scoot ball. What's the thing towards like curling but on land? Shuffleboard, there it is.
Curling but on land?
What? Is that not a fair representation
I guess
of shuffleboard?
Curling is on ice, so technically not land.
If we want to be... Yeah. I had to distinguish it some.
I suppose.
Yeah, there's land curling on the left.
Land curling.
I don't know, but I'm confident that they figured something
good
out.
I'm sure
they'll
find something because I mean, I guess if I hadn't played Job Simulator before, I would be hard pressed to know how Although I have worked in just a booth before, like a food station, so...
Oh, maybe like a carnival.
Carnival might work.
Maybe. But yeah, I look forward to seeing it. I don't know, but they've proven themselves effective at this job. Oh, another good example of their creativity, right? When you've beaten a level to leave the game, a briefcase shows up, and when you open it, there's a burrito inside. And this is the exit burrito. You take one bite, and then inside the burrito, written in rice, is the words, "Are you sure?" Or is it really? I think it's really, question mark. So, like, it even gives you a confirmation leaf, but you can pull cards out of the briefcase, and that's the credits. You pull a card out, blah, 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 producer, name.
Right.
Pull, pull. And you can keep pulling out, and eventually it's like, that's it. Pull. There's no one left. Pull. You can stop now.
Yeah.
Pull. You're really going to keep doing this, aren't you? Like, it does that little joke. I look forward to vacation.
Why a burrito?
It's silly.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was a reference to something they misunderstood.
No. Just... I think that's just... And they brought the burrito into Rickality as well.
Uh-huh.
I think that's just a joke that the company likes.
They like burritos.
They like burritos.
I want Chipotle.
Here's a fun fact. Some of the music that they used came from Incompetech.
Oh, yeah.
Which we also use occasionally for our ad breaks.
We use it for ad breaks. I use it for ambiance in my D&D sessions. I use a
very good artist.
Of Incompetech.
Incompetech.com?
.com.
If you just Google search Incompetech, if you ever need royalty-free music, the man's got a massive library.
He's amazing. I kind of want to meet him.
Good.
He's extremely talented and very busy.
One day when I'm better off, I plan to donate to him.
It's kind of wild. I mean, I know this has nothing to do with video games, but, like, it's kind of wild that one dude can be so good at so many different genres.
It's a lot of variety in there. Yeah, it's impressive.
It's quite varied.
To be fair, when you've heard enough, you can kind of hear his sound, his style. I've noticed, like, compositional similarities, I guess you could say.
Yeah, more
or
less.
But it's still very impressive, the variety he's provided.
Yes.
Well, I think that just about covers everything.
Yeah, it's not a long game, but it's very, very good.
It is fantastically good.
Do you know, is it, like, cheap?
$19.99, I believe. It's on...
It's not bad.
For the HTC Vive, Oculus Rift, and the PlayStation VR. It was a launch title for all of them.
I'll have to see if Kyle
it's on Steam.
Can get it on his new VR.
Good question. Maybe.
He got an
off-brand thing, yeah. Can't
I'll
remember
have to
the name.
Ask him if he can get it, because I think he would really enjoy it.
So.
And then I can play it at home.
So it's not on the Humble Store.
Aww.
But two other Alchemy Lab games are. I thought that was weird.
Okay.
I think it might be part of a partnership deal.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll find out. Or we won't. It'll be a mystery. Whatever. How about some housekeeping?
Yes.
Kind of lost track there at the end. So. If you could give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio got a new design, by the way. They've updated their look. It's not bad.
Cool.
I mean...
I don't use Stitcher, but...
But if you could give us a review on one of those formats, that would really help us. It lets new people find us, and that makes me happy. And, because it's against the haters. Don't you want to fight the haters?
I guess... We're fighting so many things nowadays. Can't we just all love each other and be nice?
Fight the power! Okay. Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter, at Cozy Co-op Podcast. I have that connected to the podcast feed, so it's a good way to find out exactly when the podcast goes live, which is usually Friday morning.
Also, be sure to hit that follow, because the video...
I make some... Oh, yeah. I'm going to tweet out the video as well.
My
a good
restaurant
reason to check
nonsense
it out.
Is going up there.
I tweet the occasional joke there, too.
Those are fun.
If you want to get those good inside jokes, listen to our podcast. You already are. Thank you.
Makes custom memes to make fun of
custom
me.
Custom memes. You make it sound so artisan. These are artisan
They're
memes.
They're organic, free-range memes.
You can also send us an email at... CozyCoop@thelizardrock.com. Send us a business casual email. Recommend a game for us to talk about. Tell us a story, anecdote, or a fun fact about the next game we're going to talk about. Do whatever. Send me pictures of your dog.
Yeah, I love dogs.
I'll make sure she sees them as well.
Yeah.
The news, you heard earlier, can be found at thelizardrock.com. I post news there every weekday, usually in the morning. Check it out. The reliable source of all of your modern media entertainment, assuming it's video games. If you want to support the podcast, there's a number of ways you can do that, like buying yourself a video game. For more information on that, check out thelizardrock.com/support. And next week's episode will be...
Is it the Spider-Man?
Yes, it's Spider-Man.
It's the Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. Marvel's Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4.
Spider-Man.
You ever watch Spider-Man versus
Batman and Spider-Man?
Batman and Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I watched through it. It's good.
You made me watch.
The first episode.
Yeah.
Is this your sandwich? Oh, yeah, it is. Thanks.
All right, well, that's it for us today. Cozy up with us next week on The Cozy Co-op.
Outro music. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I emotion you.
I emotion you right back.